We got Ian Satter is back on the line now. Ian Satter is the spokesman for our district for FDOT. Ian, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, so what can you tell us about Avalon? I mean, we've got 1,000 things to talk about with you, but Avalon is the pressing issue at I-10. What can you tell us about fixes for this morning and going forward?
Well, I know that law enforcement is on site to help guide some of that traffic through that area. We are currently looking at trying to install some temporary signals along that corridor to help regulate some of that traffic. But you are seeing an uptick in that area just based on the detour that traffic is having to use, especially coming south, heading up Garcon Point to access I-10. So we're seeing delays on both sides of I-10 on 281 because of that.
Is it, I'm a creative thinker a lot of times, like some crazy solutions sometimes, but maybe they turn into something. Would it be feasible to do, all northbound traffic during rush hour or southbound, across Garcon Point, through Avalon? I mean, would something like that even be possible for that long of a stretch of road?
Well, that's what you're referring to is called contraflow, and it's something we look at during extreme cases when we have evacuations, for example. But it's a trigger we rarely pull just based on the fact that the incidents that could occur, you could have crashes on that bridge, and now you have another significant situation. So contraflow is usually something we don't implement just based on the safety of the traveling public in that area. But, obviously, we understand what people are going through right now. I especially do after going through Hurricane Michael, over here in Panama City 2 years ago. We understand, people need to get where they need to go. And we appreciate their patience. We're doing everything we can, to try to rectify this situation. But, you're going to have to plan accordingly in the future right now just based on the fact of, the amount of vehicles that are using Garcon Point Bridge, for example. It was a bridge that roughly averaging about 6,000 cars a day. Well, now, because, traffic is going to be using Garcon Point Bridge, you're going to see that, maybe 5-10 times more vehicles on that bridge, especially during our peak times.
One of the other questions, obviously, is that toll being lifted. You guys put out an official release through Wednesday morning, but we have heard from Representative Gates, Senator Broxson, Representative Andrade, that the governor has pledged and that the FDOT secretary has also agreed that toll will be lifted indefinitely until the 3-mile bridge has been repaired. Can you comment on that, confirm that, say anything about that yet?
I'm aware that the toll is suspended through this Wednesday, and I know that they are reviewing that at the highest levels right now. They're looking at the tolls. They're reviewing all of that, but only thing I can confirm at this point is that they are suspended through Wednesday.
All right, and just the last thing, I know I want to get you back on working on this, but I just wanted to ask you while I've got you on the line.
Absolutely.
Again, with creative solutions, because the Garcon Point Bridge is just a 2-lane road, it had occurred to me that maybe you could squeeze 3 lanes in there and do like a reversible in the middle, under emergency circumstances because of the heavy traffic we're going to get. I just say it to you because I don't want to leave a solution that might help go unattended to. That's all.
And absolutely, and we appreciate that. And I think the thing is, we've got teams right now, they're looking at everything they can. Right? I mean, everything that we can do to help out this region, they're looking at every option that is on the table. Again, feasibility, we want to keep traffic moving, but most importantly, we want to keep people safe out there.
Right.
To ensure that we can keep traffic moving. And if we have a situation out there where, if we change lanes or we do something of that nature and it starts to cause crashes, now you have a bridge, an additional bridge that can't be functional for a few hours because of a crash. So we want to make sure we're doing things the right way. We want to get traffic moving. We understand we're hoping folks will be patient with us. We're working hard. Our crews have been out there, since the moment the storm hit till after, working on trying to get some of these roadways open, which we've had some success with on some of these key roadways. So we're working on these solutions. We're continuing to work. We're working around the clock. And, we're trying to do our best here to help folks out because we understand they've got places to be. They've got to get supplies. They've got to get to work. They've got to check on family members. So we're doing everything we can to assist them at this time.
And I know I keep promising it's the last question, but I swear this is the last question. Do we have an estimate on 3-mile bridge repairs? I know 30 to 60 had been the first comments. It looks like much longer than that to me, but you guys are the experts. Do we have any notion yet, or even do we know when we will know?
I know that they're doing assessments. They've been doing them all weekend. You're talking about a 3-mile span. They've been looking at it from top to bottom. I mean, we're talking about above the sea and below in the bay there. So we've got to look at everything. I know they've been assessing all weekend. And I know that they're putting together some of that information as we speak, but right now it's too early to have an accurate assessment as to how long the structure will take for repairs.
Is it unreasonable to think it might be 6 months, 8 months? I mean, is that out of the ballpark?
I honestly couldn't tell you at this time.
Okay.
I honestly couldn't tell you at this time until we get the assessment in and actually look at what we're dealing with. You know, it wouldn't be fair for me to say anything because honestly, I don't know until we actually get that assessment in.
All right. Hey, Ian, thanks for being available on quick notice this morning, sir. I appreciate you.
Absolutely.
All right. Ian said,